I need a beer.
You know, we like to celebrate Hamsgiving, but you can also have a high life Thanksgiving as well. We're equal opportunity, you know, Thanksgiving feasters over here. You can either pick up, you know, some high life
or hams. So I got the big boy high life.
Go grab that and a 24 ounce for sitting by me. And then also decided to, you know, pick up a nice 30 pack of the Hamsgiving treats over here that has. So I figure, you know, I'll join Kevin first here, man. I got the big one.
I'll crack open this
high life here for a high life Hamsgiving out here.
The money shot.
It was funny. Mine. I opened mine too.
Oh yeah.
I opened mine and it started to.
That was cold.
A little bit at the top. Didn't get to the point of yours there. But
happy Hamsgiving. Thanksgiving is here, and we are getting the festivities ready on Bumming with Bobcat. Grab a Four Loko, a Miller High Life, and a Hams as you join us for a very Loko High Life Hamsgiving. Watch and subscribe.
All right. This is Bum Wine Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bumming with Bobcat on the Bum Wine YouTube and on all your favorite podcast apps. We bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff we cover here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid and smash that subscribe button. Over 13,000 subscribers and counting on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. And we said when we hit 20,000 subscribers, I will break it last. This is one I was already drank a few years back, but I kept this can. But there is one unopened can of Colt 45 Double Malt sitting in my fridge that we open once we hit 20,000 subscribers here on the YouTube channel to pay our respects to our departed can of Double Malt. But let's get into it here. This we have a lot of drinks to cover. It is the holiday season. It's Thanksgiving season. It's Hamgiving season. It's a loco giving season. Whatever you're drinking, we have you covered here today, and we all bring our best to the party. So to kick us off here this week, he's back this week. Roadhouse is here.
Yeah.
Man, how you doing?
Rest in peace to Double Malt.
I know. The Double Malt there. Like I said, I still have that one can sitting in my fridge.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the right time to crack open. So we brought that up a few weeks back saying, you know, 20,000 subscribers would be a good time to crack. And sure, if Roadhouse is feeling adventurous, he said he might crack open that bottle of MD-20 that he's been sitting on over there. The habanero lime might be green, might be brown. We don't know. We don't know what can happen here. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But we appreciate everybody joining us along on this journey here as we move along as we've been celebrating the holiday season over the past few weeks here. Our high gravity kickoff to the holiday season a few weeks back. And then last week, Kevin and myself, we finished up the PBR festivities with the beer cheese soup podcast. If you didn't get a chance to check that out, check that one out. And don't forget about the chili, the PBR chili as well. We checked out in the archives, but we are going to keep the party going here and welcome in the third member of the Loco sponsored trifecta.
That's right.
Kevin's back. That's Kevin, man, how you doing? See, we all
great,
got our matching hats here this week.
We all coordinated.
You know, we got stickers. We got hats. We coordinated. We didn't even plan this, guys. Unintentional coordination here. Once you start doing this together for a while, you become one with each other out there. So,
that's right. We became one with the Loco.
Yeah.
Came one with the Loco. We become one with the beers, the foods, everything out there. Anything bottom shelf, we have you covered here. Okay. As we always say, anything you guys want to see us cover, you know, leave a comment down below. We're always open to suggestions of any challenge views, whatever you want to see, anything within reason. You know, they kind of quieted down those guys that the 40 Edward 40 hands. I haven't seen any comments about that recently, but yeah, that doesn't mean those guys are still out there waiting for it. So
that's right, man. So,
yeah, the comments with Edward 40 hands and adult diapers, and
oh man,
oh yeah,
it's been a yeah.
Interesting. There's a lot of good ideas out there. I don't know.
I think next time, though, I really am. I'm gonna wear me some Depends. You know, well, I don't got
to
get up.
Get your 40 up, and you'll be good to go. But we said we're here this week to celebrate the holiday season, to kick off Thanksgiving, Hamgiving, Loco Giving. And I think, you know, everybody likes to bring their favorite dish to Thanksgiving dinner. A lot of times, you know, you'll bring, you know, you have your turkey, your stuffing, your mashed potatoes, cranberry, you got pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, apple pie, all sorts, and you have appetizers too. So we decided we were going to kind of have ourselves a little Thanksgiving feast here this week ourselves. And what better way to start off with a little appetizer to kind of get the juices flowing a little bit, get the feeling in the right giving mood. And we would kick things off here with a little Loco, getting a little Loco action over here as we decided we'd get Loco here. We already did Four Loco October, Loco Ween, Loco
all day.
Four Loco Fall. And look at this. And we got the Four Loco Jungle Juice. It's been a while since I've had a little Four Loco Double J action.
Yeah, I haven't had one in a while.
But we figured, hey, this would be a good way to kick off our Thanksgiving festivities. So let's dive in. We got to get drinking here. We got to get this started and crack open this bad boy.
Beautiful jungle juice smell.
All right,
let's dive in. All right. Cheers. All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh man, it's cold. It's cold.
Yeah, it was really cold.
Mine's definitely cold.
There it is. We missed that last week. Ooh. I did one for you though.
I caught that in the episode. I watched it.
No man, that soup was different. It was different, but
you know, touching on topic of soup. So I wasn't in on that episode, but when I watched it, I warmed up a can and sat there and ate it. And I got to tell you, I didn't like it warmed up.
You like it better cold?
I like it better. The first time I had it was just straight out of the can.
Or not cold, but yeah.
Yeah, I just opened the can up and ate it.
It's room temperature,
Yeah, it was actually a lot better to me.
Was it creamier? Like kind of thicker, I guess? Thicker,
yeah.
Okay. That's what I was kind of disappointed with is that it wasn't, it was soupy. It was kind of watery, you know? It wasn't beer cheese-ish, I guess.
It is a soup.
Yeah, it is a soup, but beer cheese.
Right. It's very soupy. Well,
yeah.
I thought that was interesting while I was eating it. I'm like, soup
that eats...
That's right.
Yeah. Soup that eats like a meal. That's what they say. Chunky soup. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't I got a lot of comments on that, people asking like what did you think of it? And my response was saying it wasn't bad. Would I get it again? No. But it wasn't bad, but I would definitely run the 10 times better.
Yeah, the chili was good.
Than the soup. The chili, I'd have a problem. I'd go to Walmart and today if I wanted something.
The chili
to eat,
was
I'm
fantastic.
Like going through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, best I'm like, I'll do that.
Yeah, it definitely beats like a lot of those other ones like Wolf and, you know. I kind of want to eat it with hot dogs or like a good brat, you know.
I bet you would.
Oh, yeah. Dude, speaking of all that, have you seen those hot dog people that like just swallow them whole?
Yes.
That is insane.
Yeah, yeah.
That is insane.
That's a skill. That's a skill.
It's a skill. It's a weird skill, right? Yeah, I don't know if I would
skill to have, but hey, good for you. If that's what you want to do, go
swallow
for it.
Hot dogs for a living, man. There you go.
Here's a mission for one of you guys. Why are hot dogs called glizzies now?
Is that a New York thing?
I have no idea, but that's what they're called.
I don't know either. I don't know. I've seen that I've heard it over the past few years.
Yeah.
I've never took the time to
me neither,
see why, but I've heard that from people, and I'm like, okay, like, if you say so, like, it's just a hot dog.
Hot dog or like a Frank, I guess. I've heard it called a Frank.
Or am I at the point in my life where, you know, the young kids have their own slang for everything. Am I that old now to where I just don't understand what's going on?
I'm the same way.
Well, that's a possibility as well. That's definitely could be a reason for it too. You see, someone's like, what do you mean? What does that mean? I don't know, and I don't even care enough to find out. You just go along.
I get kids all the time in my shop that say some of the weirdest slang, like this Gen Z thing is just, it's crazy. You know, like they say dead ass.
Yeah.
Which I guess means seriously or serious, you know, or something. I don't know. They say every time, like I do a good tattoo on them and they love it and everything. Oh, that's fire. I'm like, does it burn? You know, like, are you okay?
Do you need some water? I don't know. Yeah. You need ice? You need a cold compress? What do we need here?
I got a fire extinguisher in there. I don't know.
We need a drink.
Yeah, that's right. You need a jungle juice is what you need.
Yeah, you need that there. And the I haven't had one of those in a while. Because for some reason, a lot of stores, I haven't found them recently. I stumbled across this last week. And I brought it up with Kevin about the story style, and I complained, and people will hear me bring this up, that when I picked up a can of jungle juice and a six pack of 16-ounce PBRs, and it was $15.
$15. That was
and
insane.
$15 for a six pack of 16-ounce bars and Four Loko jungle juice. I was like, that was outrageous. I'm still wondering how that broke down that way with the math at this place. And it's like, that should have been any more than like $10 at most spots. You could get a six pack of PBR, like $6, and then like $4 for low, $10 and change, but, you know, $15. It was like, whew, man. But
makes you feel
we live, we learn. Yeah.
That's right. I do have a funny story about my jungle juice deal. So the convenience store next door has that camo and a few other flavors. So I bought one originally, and then I got that Miller High Life. And I had a kid, an airman, come in, was asking questions about all my Four Loko stuff around the shop. And I was telling him, yeah, I'm sponsored, you know, like they sent us a bunch of free stuff. And you know, like I got the flag, I've got the costume in there, and I've got my little ski mask and all that. And they think the skateboard too, they think it's all cool. And he's like, I've actually never had a Four Loko. And I was like, really? And so as he was leaving, I said, hold on. Cause I got it and I brought him to the shop and I put him in my fridge so I could bring him home. I said, I got something for you, man. He goes, really? So I brought him that jungle juice. So jungle juice is going to be the first flavor that he tries, and I'm hoping to hear from him soon on how he likes it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You tell him about the podcast?
I did. I told him. All right. I've told a lot of people about the podcast. So. Yeah, I've been spreading the good word of Bumwine Bob.
Yeah.
And how he turns water into malt liquor and Four Loko.
Hey, we'll drink to that. Cheers.
That's right. Cheers. Yeah,
this jungle juice is good, good, good.
Oh. Yeah, actually, I'm glad I came back to it because I wasn't the biggest fan of the jungle juice, but now that I'm kind of, as y'all said, you come back to it, that taste is pretty good.
You know, it takes us back to when we first was searching for Jungle Juice when they released it.
Yeah.
And our first taste of it was almost like, this is going to replace all the top flavors.
Yes. Yeah. I thought so.
And it's good, but I don't think it, now that we're a couple years into it, I don't think it's going to
I agree.
Replace it for me.
See, it was good, and then I kind of kept drinking it and kept drinking it, and I was like, okay. It's a flavor that I can, you know, I'll drink, you know, like if I'm at an outing or something like that, and I got, you know, I want Four Loko. But I would choose a couple other flavors, like the USA, even the Camo. I like the Camo a little bit better than the Jungle Juice. You know, even the and gold, then, of course, I always like go for gold. See, gold is just – I think it's because it was the first one that I drank, and that was back when they had, you know, they had the caffeine in it, and it was just it's good. Don't get me wrong, but it's not my top flavor. I wouldn't choose that over a lot of them. I don't know.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Their favorites.
That's right. Everybody's got their flavor. That's what I love about Four Loko. They're diverse.
Such a variety out there. What, they're up to, 14? I think it's 14 different flavors or something like that out there still. So, I mean, there's something out there for out there. So even if like Jungle Juice, and I agree with Roadhouse, it's a solid flavor. I would not put it top. At first, we had it the first time. We were like, oh, amazing. This would be like the top ranked one. I mean, it's good, but probably not at the top of my list. I'll probably have to maybe next year have to read another power rankings.
Yeah.
Of the Four Loko flavors. I mean, when I did it back in 2023, flavors that were on the market at the time and trying them out and then ranking them, and now they've added, you know, a few more since then. So maybe time to revisit what's out there and see, okay, which ones still hold up. You know, a few years go by, you know, tastes change a little bit. As you said, you revisit them, and things might run a little higher than years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that is true. I mean, a lot has changed since 2023, you know, so.
Yeah. Now, one I have here, since I had the Jungle Juice here. Now, I did a little bit left over from when Roadhouse had sent me
The pregame. The
Four Loko Jungle Juice pregame that has never officially been announced by Four Loko.
I haven't seen it in my area at all.
Yeah, ever has found it in Ohio, right? This was the Ohio trip when you,
yeah.
you found this and stumbled across we, you know, we tried it out here, you know, over the summer, and Four Loko never said anything. Nobody else has said anything about it. I haven't even seen anybody else reviews or seeing that they've ever found this before. But so we tried it out, and then I said I wanted to save a little bit to kind of do a side-by-side comparison.
See how it compares,
See how it compares to that, because, you know, it's a different beast. The pregame, you know, to kind of see what these look like. And so I'm going to put a little of the can here to get the can
of orange juice flavor
here, a little orangey, and then kind of comparing it to, you know, this. I mean, from what you can tell,
it's similar in color.
It's pretty similar.
Maybe
pretty
a little bit darker color in the pregame.
I mean, because you don't have the, I mean, it's the bubble, so you kind of get that view there. So I was doing a little side by side to see it. So let's see. We'll try out the pregame. I think the pregame has a better.
It's got a better juicy taste
to it. Yes, it's got that thicker, like, not, I want to say syrupy, but it's close to it. It feels like it's that thicker. This is a non-carbonated. It's not the bubbles.
Yeah.
And I saw a video the other day that was comparing side-by-side the Four Loko USA can and the Four Loko USA pregame. and they were saying that they thought the game was better than the can of the USA. So I think sometimes when you get that, give the non-carbonated.
Yeah, it gives it more of like a less of a malty taste, I guess. I think that's the best way to describe it.
I mean, we did the box, you know, the box, the pre-games. I think we kind of all agreed that they do hit differently, and they do have that stronger alcohol taste to them, which isn't a bad thing in the case where you're not getting that extra carbonation.
Exactly, yeah. I will tell you, too, just like the beat boxes, I feel like the new pre-games are going to be a good, if you're like a passenger and you stop at a convenience store and you're traveling across, you know, like states or whatever, I think it's a good road trip one, you know, like take a little break, drink a little pre-game, you know, get that little buzz going on.
Four Loko, the Four Loko you can close, so you don't need to finish it all in one sitting.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, I do love these little flask bottles.
I finish them in one sitting every time.
But yeah, I mean, I just keep this. I mean, when I asked Roadhouse, and I was like, "Hey, do you have any of that left?" He's like, "No, that's long."
No.
He's like, "That was gone a long time ago."
Yeah. You know, when I found that is when I was looking for the real American beer. And, you know, I was popping into every store because I knew it was going to be around in Ohio. And popped in there, and this place on the Finder said they had it, and I could not find it in the store. Walked into the beer cave. My son and I was with me, and we were looking, and he's like, "Here it is." Instead of it having faced out to where you could see the beer, it was stacked long ways between two major brands.
Yeah.
It was hidden in there, and he actually eyeballed it, luckily. So we grabbed all them that they had. And then coming out, of course, I was going to see what their selection of tall boys are and this and that. And that's when I spotted the Jungle Juice. It was the only pregame they had. And I just seen pregame. I'm like, "Oh, great. I'll grab a couple of them." Didn't realize at first that it was Jungle Juice. And then on the way up to the counter, I'm like, "Whoa, I've never heard of this one."
Yeah, wait, where did this one come from? You're right. So you sent me the picture.
Instantly sent him a picture. You know, we all ran up to the store, and there wasn't enough room in the car. Like, my son was riding in the back of the in our Ford Flex. He was in the back, and sitting back there, and this dude's huge, so he's sitting there. I take the picture of him and send it to Bob.
Awesome, man.
We have our festive beer, you know, we have our first course here, but I think I've not finished my first course yet. I think I might dive into the second course.
That's right. Here I think we need to
today. So that we brought along here. So we have our Four Loko, then we kind of left it up in the air for everybody to say, you know, we like to celebrate Hamsgiving. But you can also have a High Life Thanksgiving as well. We're equal opportunity, you know, Thanksgiving feasters over here, is what they say. And since Kevin, for whatever reason, cannot get hams in his area,
I tried.
But it was like, hey, you can either pick up, you know, some High Life or hams.
I got the big boy High Life
over out there. And Kevin took it, you know, seriously over there. He brought up the 32-ounce, the big can of High Life. I had a 24-ouncer sitting by me, and then also decided to, you know, pick up a nice 30-pack of the Hamsgiving treats over here that has. So I figure, you know, I'll join Kevin first here. Man, I got the big one.
I appreciate
here.
I'll
crack
man.
Open
yeah.
this. Crack open this High Life here. For a High Life Hamsgiving out here. There we go.
Yeah, the money shot.
It was funny. Mine, I opened mine too.
Oh yeah,
I opened mine and it started to.
That was cold.
A little bit at the top. Didn't get to the point.
Oh, boy.
Of yours there, but you got that little early.
Got excited on me here.
I know a little
premature.
Early access. There, though. I don't know. You got your little tease there, your taste, but we'll go through the rest here. And I think you got stuck in the process.
I did.
Well, geez.
Oh.
See, what did you get? You get beer on the.
Got beer on his router.
Oh, am I frozen?
You did.
A little bit.
Oh, uh-oh.
Yeah, I guess maybe I got some splatter on the. A little splatter on there.
It got all over me. I look like I peed my pants. But it's all right.
Man, hey, should have had those Depends on. I should have.
Yeah.
Should have.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it, man. Actually, you know what? I need to see if they got, because they got adult. They got like adults that are, you know, they gotta wear diapers. I wonder if they got like Spider-Man or like Power Rangers. You know, like back in the day. We used to wear the Pampers.
You can always customize them. You know, you could.
I could draw on them.
Get
some
plain ones and then draw on them out there.
That's right. Yeah.
But you know what I'll do here? I cracked open the High Life. I'm gonna think I'll do a little side by side with the hams.
Yeah. See, okay, so I gotta ask y'all because I hadn't had.
Oh, look, that's starting up. It's bubbling a little bit. Oh, look at that! I got a nice little bubble there.
But you didn't get that little explosion, you know. Like she's a squirter, man. Is
So what was your question, Kevin?
So I haven't had a hams in quite a long time. Last I remember, and I never did a side by side, but it was around the time I drank Keystone. It's like a heavier version of Keystone, I guess, almost.
There we go. I don't know if I would go
Keystone.
At least with me, I mean, I don't think it has the same. It doesn't have the same taste.
Definitely different taste.
See, as I said, I hadn't had it in a while, so I don't 100% remember.
Keystone is far better.
You think it's better? Opinion, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I. You know, and I'm really after we did the Keystone thing. A few months back, I mean, I've been on a Keystone kick pretty hard.
Oh yeah, Keystone, you can't beat Keystone, you know. And that guy that I'm going hunting with this Sunday, we're going to be drinking Keystone because that's what he drinks. So
yeah.
And so the, I mean, you can't go wrong with
those camp. Get some of those camo cans.
Yeah,
and then maybe get there lucky and find that you find that orange one. You know, they have that one where it's like, I don't know if you actually get anything if you. Find like the orange can like in the pack. I don't know if you send it to them if they'll give you like a bonus or something.
Like a rebate,
but
it's like, or something,
they have
or...
those like variant, yeah, like you know, like a result or whatever.
Yeah, they'll send you a free T-shirt.
Maybe. Hey, we'll take it. There we go. That's a good
one. Right.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah,
I'm going that side by side with that High Life and the hams. And they,
which one's
it
better?
It's two distinct different flavors.
Yeah, which one's better though?
Of course, High Life's got to be better.
Yep.
You know, High Life. You know, the High Life is. I don't know, for taste of beer. Banquet or High Life, I'd really
it's right up
hard
there.
To put either one of those at the top. Like
Banquet's pretty good favorite. Though. Mm-hmm. Banquet is pretty good, but the only thing about Banquet is it makes me feel bloated. It's one of those beers you got to drink while you eat, and not really drink to like socially. I guess you know it's not a beer you want to drink like a 12-pack of. You know.
Yeah, I get that.
But, I mean, if you're going bang, I mean, bang for the buck, the High Life always wins. I mean, that's
correct. If you put it that way,
my
Banquets I like in the glass bottle.
Yeah, the little glass bottles.
Yeah,
yeah.
The brown
glass bottles. Yeah.
Something about them, they don't bloat me at all. They just go down really good, really fast, and I can knock six of them out in like less than 30, 40 minutes.
I think you could probably knock six of them out just knowing you're, you know, because you're legendary You probably knocked six of them out.
Knowing how you drink.
That's how smooth they go down.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, six. We got, what was that? Six. Six in an hour. I mean, that's a no-brainer right there, I think.
Yeah.
For you.
I think, guys, I know this is pretty far in the future, but y'all know how I said I did 3-4 Locos on 4th of July. I think I'm going to close my shop on 4th of July this next year. I'm going to start early that day and see if I can get 4 or 5 down.
I don't know.
We talked about that. We talked about that last time a little bit.
It's hit or miss.
You know? Okay.
So it's kind of it's sometimes it's busy. I mean, some years it's busy, some years it's not. A lot of people spend a lot of their money on fireworks, so I mean,
okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think the 4th of July would be a big tattoo day of like, hey, it's 4th of July, let me go get a tattoo.
You can also advertise and say, save me the problem of hassle of drinking 5-4 Locos in a day and book your appointment for July 4th.
There you go. Save me the hangover for July 5th.
Yeah. There's your marketing ploy. There you go.
That's a pretty good marketing ploy, man.
That's the aim. I like that.
Save me. Let me help you and you save me.
Yeah, help me help you help me.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, I am so happy nowadays that we have these rotary pins that are silent, because there is nothing worse than showing up to work hungover and all you hear all day is, and you're just sitting there, you're like, God, when is this day gonna be over? You know, like, oh, and it just makes your head rattle. Oh,
yeah.
So I'm glad we got those pins that are kind of silent, so you can sit there and still got a headache and everything, but you're like, you know what, it's quiet.
Yeah, but it's not enhancing it even more when you're sitting there with that rattle noise in your head. I mean, that's the worst thing, is always.
I didn't plan very well for this podcast, so I'm going to have to step away for a second, and I'll be right.
Got to do the Depends.
See? He didn't bring enough beer.
Yeah,
with
he didn't bring enough beer.
That's
what it is.
That's the issue over
here. It's like when you go on a week vacation and you come back to the reality, you're like, shit, what do I do now?
Yeah, like, I don't know, I got what do I do? And you're like where's my, like, I need beer over here.
That's right, man. That's right. I'm telling you. Oh, man, I almost was late to the podcast. I had to speed over here and stuff. We've had a lot going on this past week, but I stepped out of my shop, and of course it's raining here. So you got our little covered area in our shopping center building that we have. And I stepped out and I'm locking up and I see this homeless lady sitting right in the corner right by the door. And I was like, I looked at her, I said, ma'am, I know it's raining and I hate doing this, but you cannot hang out here. And she just went on this whole rant and everything like that. I said, look, I don't care what you have to say. All I'm going to tell you is if you stay here, you're going to get arrested for criminal trespassing. And I don't want you to end up in Taylor County. It's worse than staying out in the rain. I was like, so you need to move on. And she sits there and I just stood there with my hands like this. And I said, now. And it was like another thing where I had to get my dad voice out. And then she slowly like gets up and she's like, you know, if the cops showed up, they wouldn't arrest me. I just had a stroke and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I understand.
I got your stroke right
but
here.
But you still need, right? Yeah. It's like, I was trying to be calm, but it was about to be. Yeah. It's like, stroke this, woman. I'll give you $5. You give me 2 strokes and you move on.
Yeah.
But God, man, I, in a sense, I feel bad, but also like, just go. I'm kind of in a hurry. I got to go. You know, I got some drinking to do. I almost was like, look, if I buy you a 4 Loco, if I buy you a 4 Loco next door, would you go? Like, just leave.
Yeah.
Like, it almost got to that
point. Just move down a little bit. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. She doesn't have a home, but she can't stay here. She's got to go find somewhere Let's move the road a little bit. I don't know. Go
in, yeah, in front of somebody else's store. A little bit better.
Put yourself, yeah,
if those that weather's coming in, get in that part of the city where you know you get some shelter.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where I would be. I know the places in the city where you can find shelter. And it's not over there because I'm not trying to. If I was homeless, I wouldn't be getting arrested, you know? But also, like, if I was homeless, I still have Green Theory. I would show up over there and I'd get my free beer a day. That would be my protein, you know? Yeah,
sandwich and can.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'd get a little bit of money and get me a sandwich and drink a beer and then move on, you know? Stay under a bus. Those bus stations are nice. You can stay over there. Shoot. Yeah, you know, see, they don't bother you there.
I wouldn't call myself homeless. I would have called myself a nomad.
Yeah, a nomad. That's right. Right.
That sounds homeless, a lot better. You know, just wander. Yeah.
I've lived in my car before. I've, you know, and yeah, all that good stuff. I remember those days. So, like, when a lot of people were like, oh, you're a business owner, you know, and apparently when you're a business owner, they think you make all this money, but I really don't.
Yeah,
I
think you're covered, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm really not. Yeah. But even then, I'm still way far from where I came from.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Like, I was living in my car at a time for almost a year, you know, and I did not like it. I hated every single time I'd be trying to sleep. Somebody comes knocking on your window. Hey, are you okay? Are you alive in there? I'm like, hey, man, I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, go away.
I'm a nomad, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm trying to live off the grid.
Don't disturb me. Keep moving. All right? Come on.
Keep on moving, buddy. I'm good. I'm alive. Just leave me alone.
Yep.
But every time it happened, though, I'd try to go in a Walmart parking lot. I finally figured out, which I don't know why it took me so long to figure out. Just go park at a trucker stop, you know, and fall asleep there. They ain't going to bother you there. They're all trying to sleep, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing the same thing, too. So why not? Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Then you get the hot lizard.
Yeah.
That's right. You get the random. Hey, I'll give you a hand job for $20. No, I'm good.
If I had 20 bucks, bitch, you think I'd be here?
Yeah, you think if I had $20 I'd be here, woman? What?
No, I'd be passed out in the ditch for 5 Four Locos.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. I have better things to spend $20 on, you know.
Yeah.
That's right, man. You could buy a lot of Four Locos with $20. I kinda wanna see probably like what? You think about $3-$4, so you could probably buy five.
Yeah, you could probably get four, probably. If everything, depending on what store,
you got the
best deals.
You got to go to the ghetto store.
You know, every once in a while, you see those pictures pop up when there's. Like they put like two for four locos. There's no way nobody's getting 2 for $4.
There's no way.
Locos. I love that. Yeah, I love that. But it's like 2 for $5, and that's right.
I see two for $5 all the time.
Yeah,
I was gonna say. Yeah,
I'll see like probably like once a month for about 2 or 3 days. I'll see 2 for $5, and that's where I'm like, okay, it's about time to get a Four Loco. So. I want to see the buy one, get one free. That'd be nice.
Yeah. The BOGO.
I mean, they need to start some rebates too, like the beer's doing.
Yeah.
The Outlaw does the rebate. The Mariner does the rebate. They got to start doing these rebates.
Who else is doing rebates?
The Outlaw and the Real American Beer.
Oh, okay.
Is that I did that one recently. I picked up a 12-pack of Real American Beer last week, and then I scanned the rebate. Then a few days later, boom, I got my $5 back. So wow. I'm like, all right, that's not bad. I mean, we were talking, you know, with the Outlaws when we were doing those. That if you did the rebate, you're like, okay, I mean, that's like $7. Or less, depending on if you got 20 or the 12-pack. So even with Eric, those are like $14.99 for a 12-pack. So with a $5 rebate, you're looking at $10 for a 12. And that's fine.
That's less than a dollar.
$10 for a 12-pack. I have no issues with that. That's a good one. I think they limit it to once a week you can send in for the rebate. So that's not bad either. I mean,
that's really a 12 bad,
pack
yeah.
a week, and you do that and you get your $5 the following week. Hey, any money back is fine with me.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, exactly. Because really, when you think about it, when you buy alcohol, you're just drinking your money away. But when you get money back, you're drinking your money away. Yes. But you're like, hey, if I drink this, it's going to be worth it because I get money back.
Yeah.
That's right.
I am making money off of this. Look, yes, there was a negative that came out to buy it. But then it's a positive when they give me $5 back.
And guys, that's $5 that now towards math.
The next one.
That's man math.
Yes, not man one, math.
Not girl man math. That's right man here. Math.
See, that's man right. math. That's what you come here for is the man math of where we break down.
That's right.
How can you make the best financial decisions right here when it comes to buying beer?
That's what this podcast is about, guys. That is man. That's right.
You know, when I buy tools for whatever reason, say a cordless drill. Now I need this cordless drill to do this project because I'm going to do it myself. If I pay somebody to come in and do this project for me, it's going to cost me so much money. Yeah. So I buy this drill and I buy a good one, say, you know, $250 drill and get the job done. I can do different things with it and I get the project done. But over time, I'm using the same drill for other projects.
You make that money back.
The money, the drill is free in the
pretty
long
much, yeah.
From what
yeah,
I say,
yeah,
from
you're paying saving money. Else. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that makes more sense than girl math. Like I told you about the girl math situation I had at the shop, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, she came in and she's like, she goes and sits down and I already broke my needle out and everything and I'm about to start tattooing her and the tattoo is going to be my shop minimum of $60. No, wait. I changed my mind. I don't want it. So were you still going to pay that $60?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, that's all right. I was going to buy something at the store earlier that was going to cost me $60. So I pretty much broke even. I was like, no, you didn't break
no,
even.
That's
I was like,
not
you
just worked.
Paid $60 for nothing. You're not getting anything back and you're not getting anything in return. And you're paying $60 because you sat down and get a tattoo already broke everything out. And then you change your mind literally right before the needle hit the skin. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, then
yeah.
That's not
now
that's
buying
not how this
that
works.
Drill, and then you do all these projects with it, and you're saving money and you're making money possibly off of it.
Yeah,
boom, drill's free. You already made your money back, yeah. But paying for nothing is just—it doesn't make sense. I've never got it. So, guys, man math makes more sense than girl math. It does.
Amen.
True. Amen. That's true. You spend money for beer. You spend money for beer. You send in rebate.
You get money.
You
back.
Make money in the process. And, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And even in that case, like $60, she got nothing for it. Hey, at least if you spent that dollars for that hand job from Blizzard, at least you would have gotten something.
That's right. You
would have, I mean, that's at least something. She got nothing. $60 walk into the tattoo and not get a tattoo and leave empty handed. Nothing to show for it. At least you would have gotten a release and felt better. Maybe
that's
you wouldn't have.
Yeah, that's
better.
Exactly right.
You know, maybe you would have still. Maybe you would have hated yourself for doing it. But
you
would
have
felt
you would
a release
those little,
at least.
You know, regrets. Like, oh man,
yeah,
I probably shouldn't have done that.
At least.
That poor girl is somebody's daughter. You know, like you're like, damn. But you know, you still got something out of it. Exactly. You didn't get nothing
exactly.
out of it.
You,
it's not like
you still
you
spend
paid
your
that money.
Money
and you're like, wait.
Never mind.
I changed
take it
my
and
mind.
Go. Then
she's already got lotion on hand. She's already ready for it. And then you pay for no. Hell no. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You got to see yourself through it at that point.
Yeah. At
you're
that
going
point,
all
you got to. Yeah, exactly. You got to go all out. It might as well.
You got to go for it.
Yeah. And you still That's get right. a banana sticker.
That you know,
you what? Know these are that'd these, be a, these are these great. Are of, yeah.
You get a sticker afterwards.
Yeah,
they give you a little sticker.
It's a little star sticker,
like a gold trooper. Star.
See these?
You're such a trooper.
I was gonna say this is what you need to bring up, you know, for your Thanksgiving celebrations, you know, with your family. These are the type of conversations you need to bring yeah. up.
Exactly, you know,
girl math, man math.
Absolutely.
Now see what people think about it. See what people think about it. You know, do they agree with us? I think most people would.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then whoever loses the argument has to sit at the kids' table.
Yeah.
You know?
Just tell them boys rule and girls drool.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
All day. You got it's like the Key and Peele episode where they're like, and then I said, bitch. Yeah. He's like, wait. You called her that? You called her that, man? He's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man. I love that. I love that episode, man. They're up in space. They're up in space in a freaking ship. And then he goes out in his little suit, and he's out in space. And he's like, and then I say, bitch.
I don't hide my sexism.
Yeah, you know, we gave a rib for that, you know.
Yeah,
we did. We gave a rib up.
Yeah, right.
Even though
right.
my rib is broken,
and we had yeah. and we've had Pete the past at Roadhouse for some of his comments on the podcast. When
yeah.
Hey, but if anybody gets us
know what
wrong,
you're getting into.
We love the females. We love the females.
We
if
did.
It weren't for y'all, we wouldn't be here. And y'all are great cooks, too. So there you go.
Yeah, and they got the pussy.
That's right. That, too. Yeah. You couldn't grab America by the pussy without the females.
I mean, yeah. It's like,
true.
I was getting ready to go on this trip, you know, and my buddy's like, are you taking your wife? I'm like, yes.
Obviously.
Like, why would you do that? I'm like, because she's got the pussy.
That's right. Why would I bring a guy?
Yeah.
And I'm going to have the wrong tool.
And,
yeah. It's like,
yeah, we're talking about that. You got to have the right tool for the job.
That lady griped about. What did I say that day? Oh, pull your tampon out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what got the hate.
My whole thing is like sometimes if somebody like really gets an attitude with me and stuff, I'd say, hey man, pull your tampon out your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I say all the time.
Candy ass.
Yeah. What do y'all have planned for Thanksgiving though? Since it's coming up.
Well, we always go to our aunt and uncle's for Thanksgiving, and then do Christmas at our house. So the whole family comes here for Christmas, so we go there.
There you go. Bob, are you hosting over there? Or what are you doing?
We host over here. Have everybody come over here so then I can drink in my own house.
And not have to drive.
And not have to worry about anything. Yes, you have to do the preparation, cook the turkey, but I don't mind, I like cooking. And doing all that stuff and preparing everything. So I have no issues with that. I mean, the dinner cleanup is always
the thing you
dread
that's a woman's
having
work.
To do.
Yeah. So do you guys do ham and turkey or just turkey?
It depends just on the year. This year we're doing ham and turkey. I mean, actually, probably the past couple of years we've done both. I like to have that choice, but this year we're doing both. We're doing it kind of different this year because we've got part of our family in Florida, some of our family in Kentucky, then my mom just moved to Washington, so family is all across the state. And so this year we're staying home and we're spending it with some of my really good friends. You know, and they're in the military and stuff, and we go over there probably almost every single weekend we're over there. We were even there for Halloween and had a good time. But we're going over there. We're smoking a turkey and a ham. It's going to be a good time. Probably going to watch the football or something and get drunk.
We do turkey, ham, and venison.
Oh, you know what? If we shoot a deer, if we shoot a deer Sunday, we're doing venison.
Yeah.
I bought a brand new K-bar knife. It's a skinning knife. It's one of the ones with the little hook on it where you just put it in and you slice down. So I'm actually pretty excited to use that knife. But so if we shoot a doe this weekend, we're gonna have venison.
Those are so hard to keep sharp.
They are, but the K-bar knives, you can't beat them. I mean, they're good knives.
Yeah.
I used to be all about, was it Gerber or was it Gerber knives? I
made Kershaw.
Kershaw
knives.
Yeah. But we got a supply shop where I get a lot of my tattoo supplies from, and they sell knives and tactical stuff for like police and everything. So I turned my military friend that his name's Cody and his wife's Tabitha, but I turned him onto that place, and they have all sorts of stuff. And they're like, man, they got all this ammo, and it's cheaper than if I go over there to this gun shop. And then they have like tactical gear and boots and everything like that that we wear and our uniforms for cheaper and is good quality. I was like, yeah. He was like, where's this place been all my life? I was like, that's exactly what I said when I walked in. I mean, I walked in there and I was like, wait, y'all have tattoo supplies and guns? Well, not guns, but guns.
Wow, stuff. This is like the dream spot for you over here. You're like,
yeah. If the zombie apocalypse happened, I'm probably one of the first places.
But it felt like you got that $20 hand job at that point. You're like, oh man,
oh, yeah.
It feels good. It feels so good in here.
Yeah, it's like going in a rubber tug.
It feels so good.
I don't even have to pay for it, and I get a happy ending every single time, you know?
You walked into that store. The euphoria come over you. You're like,
oh yeah,
you just felt it. Like,
that's right. I mean, I got, I think it was 250 rounds of 308 ammo for $160. That's less than $1 a round.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you can't beat that. And so I'm still sitting on that ammo because I use it. It's target ammo, but I mean, in a 308, that'll still kill. I mean, I've got tactical ammo that I'm going to use to hunt this weekend with my 308, but still, I'll probably try to shoot. If I could shoot two does, I might put back to back, like, you know, like one tactical, one target, and just go up in my mag and just shoot two, you know, and see which one kills better. I mean, might as well.
Why not? See what happens. Yeah, give it a shot. Yeah, exactly. Try it out. See.
That's right.
Yeah,
so but I'm actually excited. I've never hunted in the snow, so if I get to hunt in Kentucky and it's snowing, I'm probably going to be pretty excited. You know, it's one of those things I've always wanted to do.
Something new for you to try out.
So,
all right, good.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, we got the good stuff here.
I got a good buzz, guys.
Yeah, we got the good buzz. I mean, we go through the lineup here. Whatever your point is the holiday season for Thanksgiving, if it's the, you know, Four Loko Jungle Juice, or your favorite, you know, you want to break these out, a little Thanksgiving appetizer. Once the family comes over, you start breaking out the Four Lokos for people to get that little buzz on before dinner.
I'm going to be doing a Thanksgiving video. I got to figure it out. If I can find a turkey hat, I'm doing it.
Yeah, do okay. it. Do that. Yeah, so they get you that extra little buzz before the turkey comes out there. Then if you want a little pairing with your dinner, you know, if it is your turkey, your ham, your venison, whatever you like to have for Thanksgiving, or if you like the sides, you know, your stuffing, your potatoes, all the good stuff out there. You know, you want some ham, some high life right there. You can't go wrong with either of these
guys.
Just
be careful if you open your high life, sometimes they get really excited.
Yeah.
Yes. Make
you
sure you're safe.
That's right. It was a big bukkake over here.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
My pants are still wet.
Yeah, be safe out there. But this is a little, you know, holiday. You've been kicking off the holidays for the past few weeks here, and we still got more to come.
Oh, you know, wait.
We're only at
Yeah.
There we go. There's the burp. You need to get that one.
Then we got Christmas coming up.
We got Christmas. I'm excited. We got holidays. So we got a lot to go through here. You know, we've been kicking this off, you know, since we hit Four Loko Fall. Then we hit Loko Ween.
Yeah.
We did a little high gravity holiday season kickoff action. And then we wrapped up our PBR Campbell's Chunky with the chili and the beef bacon beer cheese and beans and the beer cheese with potatoes and chorizo. Here you can check those out in the archives, and we are on the hunt for the Sam Adams the winter variety pack, because
if any of you
Roadhouse and myself
find it,
did
and
the
we don't.
Fall gin out there, so we kicked. Well, we had this in fall too. We've had a lot going on here recently. Yeah. We've covered a lot of booze, a lot of stuff out here, and we're on the search for the Sam Adams the winter variety
break.
Pack, the winter break pack. And I'm sure we will stumble across some other festive beers. I know I have one Christmas beer in the fridge. I know Kevin. I know picked up
Got
some Christmas
Shiner.
Beers. Out there. I'm sure we'll do a Christmas beers episode separate from the Sam Adams if we all get our hands on that.
One of those I know Santa Claus guys, and one of those an elf might show up, so I don't know. I mean,
yeah, you never know. That's why you got to stay tuned. That's why you got to subscribe to the Beaumont Bob YouTube channel. If you made it this far in the podcast, you never know what might happen. What antics we might get into over here with the holiday season around the corner. You know, Santa Bumwine can show up at any time.
That's right.
Never
Santa
know.
Bumwine.
And, you never
and
know.
You got, and then you got Elf on the beer shelf right here, you know?
Santa Bumwine, Elf on the beer shelf. And,
and then you got Santa's Bodyguard Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Bam. Yeah. That's right.
Out there, so you never know what you'll get here on the Beaumont Bob YouTube channel. That's why you're gonna subscribe and tell your friends. The holidays, you're hanging out there, you know, you got the family together, you know, you're bored, you know, some, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, I'm sure it'll be some, you know, some crappy, you know, Cowboys game out there.
Oh God,
nobody cares Cowboys. About, you know, change the channel, put on the YouTube app on the TV. Search Bumwine Bob on the TV, put it on the big screen out there,
right.
And you can watch us along there for your Thanksgiving, holiday gathering festivities. So, Kevin, anything else you want to say before we sign
off? Well, guys, I just hope everybody has a, you know, be safe traveling, and I hope everybody has a safe,
Absolutely.
Drunk, full, and blessed Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah, Roadhouse.
Hey, listen, I just was at Walmart today. I've seen a 98-inch TV for $9.98. 98 inches. Put the Bumwine Bob podcast up on the screen and show it to your family. It's only $1,000.
That's why you can.
98
get inches. Get those Black Friday.
Look what you get here. Big show. Big time, and
see all these handsome men on here. Look, dude, it's.
I know. I mean, who doesn't want to see this? I mean, who doesn't want to say?
It's better than a Magic
Mike
show. You know.
I know. I mean, Roadhouse said for all the time. You know, Roadhouse kept saying, you know, we're going on almost 2 years of doing, you know, video podcasts out here. And Roadhouse kept saying for the longest time, man, we got to do a video podcast. And I'm like, I don't know. And Roadhouse is like, come on, let's do it. And now we're here. Now you get to see our faces. You know, for the longest time, you know, I was just this Bobcat face.
Yeah, it was like Slipknot and background. Gorillaz.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Here we are. You know, for better or for worse, this is what you get here on the Beaumont Bob YouTube channel. So do us a solid. Smash that subscribe button. 13,000 subscribers and counting. As
we got 7,000 more.
It's holiday season.
It's going down.
Let's see. Let's see where we get to come January and 2026. So for Kevin the Tattoo Dude, Woodhouse, I am Beaumont Bob. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Hamsgiving. Have a high life. Thanksgiving, Aloco Thanksgiving.
Aloco Thanksgiving.
Until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
Motherfuckers!
I need a beer.